One of the wonderful things that I remember noticing when I did join and when I was deciding to join was the scholarship class. I thought that that was one of the coolest things. And I just thought that, I never thought that I would get a chance to be a part of it. I'm so honored to sit on the scholarship committee. And we have a new scholarship chair this year. I think she's doing a bang-up job. And are you there?
I am.
And it gives me great pleasure to present her to you now. Please welcome Kate Mendez.
Hello again, and for those of you who are keeping score, this is the last time that you will be hearing me on the other side of a microphone this weekend. It is not, however, the last time you will be hearing my big mouth. I apologize. And now I've just jinxed myself. Carl's plotting ways to get me back up here. This has been a lot of fun for me. I've been privileged to serve on the scholarship committee in New York State for the last couple of years. But as you know, at this point, this was my first year chairing the committee and dealing with more of the administrative process of putting all of the scholarship process together. It's been enlightening. It's been very interesting, and it's been a lot of fun. I've had the opportunity this weekend, as have all of the members of the committee, to get to know three very personable, enthusiastic, dynamic individuals who have come and had the opportunity to get to know us and given us the opportunity to get to know them. And on behalf of all of us, I would say welcome to all three of you. It's been a pleasure to have you here. We've had a lot of fun. It's been a class that has gelled particularly well. Everybody seems to really get along, and I hope that you guys have made connections, both professional and casual, that will last beyond dispersal tomorrow. You know, when you get back on the bus, don't just do, you know, so you wouldn't want to be. I hope we'll hear from you again. Yes. Well, you're going to have to come up one way or the other. I would do it either now. Oh, we got a fashion show going on over here. Okay.
Hey, come up here around me.
Oh, you're going to pinch my butt, Julie.
No. Can't let these Buffalo people up here. They tear the place up. Well, without any further and more inappropriate ado, it is my pleasure to award the scholarships for the class of 2013, beginning with a scholarship in the amount of $1,000 going to Mr. Stephen Reedy. Again, Stephen is studying psychology at the Elmira University. And I'm going to pass this to you, Stephen, if you'd like to.
Oh, absolutely.
I did warn you.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, members of the Scholarship Commission and the Federation at large. I really appreciate it. This is honestly the first time for me that I've gotten to see a real-life blind person other than myself in, 2 years. So it's really kind of eye-opening to see, you know, people who, paddle the same boat that I paddle on a daily basis and, have some of the same challenges that I have. It was also really interesting to hear some of the presentations from EASY and the Braille Literacy Project. Very, very interesting stuff. I'd also like to say thank you to my girlfriend for giving up her weekend. Thanks again.
Congratulations. This is for you.
Thank you.
Do you need me or are you trying to get past me?
No, I'm just getting up.
Okay.
You keep on doing what you're doing.
Oops, hold on. What I'm doing right now is dropping things. Hold on. All right, there we go. And oh my gosh, I'm holding them in my hand, but I haven't actually said that along with the cash scholarship that is as advertised, you guys are also getting an unexpected bonus. Each one of our scholarship winners this weekend will be receiving a Louis Braille Bicentennial commemorative coin. And it comes in a neat little collectible box, which I believe, although it's written in itty-bitty font, says 1809 Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar United States Mint. If somebody can read it better than I can, please verify that and, you know, let me know. So, Stephen, here is yours. Yeah, and they, with luck, they will appreciate in value, and, you know, it's right about time for your kids to go to college, you can, you know, cash it in and maybe pay for one or two textbooks. Buy a cappuccino, right, by then that's about what it'll be worth. Okay. Our next scholarship tonight is also in the amount of $1,000, and it goes to Miss Ivy Wanta, who is getting her bachelor's degree in physics at Yale, and who is getting her second influx of cash from the National Federation of the Blind this year. Ivy, congratulations. And let me just double-check after I drop it that I'm giving you yours and not someone else's. Okay, here we go. Double check that, but I believe that's you guys.
She's so efficient.
I am. I'm dreadfully efficient, aren't I?
She dropped them.
I totally dropped. They were on the chair back there, and when I went to get out of your way, they fell.
Okay. Oh, my fault now.
It is your fault.
That's right.
Pass blame up the chain of command. Pass work down. That's
go ahead. Okay.
Say a little something.
I just want to thank all of you again for allowing this to happen, because if it weren't for all of you, there wouldn't be the money to support our education and, more importantly, to help us be here and be part of this community. I think it's so important when people are part of a community that cuts across class lines and societal boundaries and is something separate from all of that. It becomes something that's really valuable in your life. So thank you so much for giving me that.
Right, and last but certainly not least, it is my pleasure to award a scholarship with the amount of $1,500 to the enthusiastic, vivacious, and terribly humble Kathleen, a.k.a. Katie Rebriascos, which is the last time I have to say it into a mic all weekend. Congratulations, Katie.
As you all know, I've had a lot of fun this week, and I want to thank you just for...
Wow!
I am married, Carl.
So is he.
I just want to thank you all for bringing me here. I really feel honored, and I've found a new family just to laugh with and proceed in life knowing that it's a little easier, knowing that I have people to support me. I have a family, too, but you guys are, you know... wonderful as well. And again, thank you to those who helped save my life last night. That was real good. And let's have some fun and laugh a little more before I head back to Buffalo, all right? Thank you so much.
Oh, do I? Oh,
you don't have to.
I wasn't planning on saying okay. Final words, but unlike some people, I can resist a microphone. Watch me resist.
All right. In that case, let me say to Kate, good job. Great job on your first time out. And I'd be willing to ask this body, do you think we should have a scholarship program next year? We are going to have a scholarship program next year because this body thinks so. Great job, Kate. Great job, committee. Thank you, everybody. Congratulations to the class.